Sermon 182. He has advised you to exercise fear and has made it the highest point of His pleasure and all that He requires from His creatures. You should therefore fear Allah, who is such that you are as though just in front of Him, and your forelocks are in His grip, and your change of position is in His control. If you conceal a matter, He will know of it. If you disclose a matter, He will record it. For this, He has appointed honored guards, angels, who do not omit any rightful matter, nor include anything incorrect. You should know that whoever fears Allah, He would make for him a way to get out of troubles, and grant him a light to help him out of darkness. He will ever keep him in whatever condition he wishes, and will make him stay in a position of honor near himself, in the house which he has made for himself. The shade of this house is His house, is His throne. Its light is His effulgence. Its visitors are His angels, and its companions are prophets. Therefore, hasten towards the place of return, and go ahead of your deaths by collecting provision for the next world. Shortly, the expectations of the people will be cut short, and death will overtake them, while the door of repentance will be closed for them. You are still in a place to which those who were before you have been wishing to return. In this world, which is not your house, you are just a traveler in motion. You have been given the call to leave from here, and you have been ordered to collect provision while you are here. You should know that this thin skin cannot tolerate the fire of hell. So have pity on yourselves, because you have already tried it in the tribulations of the world. Have you ever seen the crying of a person who has been pricked with a thorn, or who bleeds due to stumbling, or whom hot sand has burnt? How would he feel when he is between two frying pans of hell, with stones all around, with Satan as his companion? Do you know that when Malik, the guard in charge of hell, is angry with the fire, its parts begin to clash with each other in rage, and when he scolds it, it leaps between the doors of hell, crying on account of his scolding? O you old and big, whom old age has made hoary, how will you feel when rings of fire will touch the bones of your neck, and handcuffs hold so hard that they eat away the flesh of the forearms? Fear Allah, Allah, O crowd of men, while you are in good health before sickness grips you, and you are in ease before straitness overtakes you. You should try for the release of your necks before their mortgage is foreclosed. Thin down bellies, use your feet, spend your money. Take your bodies and spend them over yourselves, and do not be niggardly about them. Because Allah the Glorified has said, if you help in the way of Allah, He will also help you, and will set firm your feet. And he, the Sublime, has said, Who is he who would loan unto Allah a goodly loan, so that he may double it for him, and for him shall be a noble recompense? He does not seek your support because of any weakness, nor does he demand a loan from you because of shortage. He seeks your help, although he possesses all the armies of the skies and the earth. And he is strong and wise. He seeks a loan from you, although he owns the treasures of the skies and the earth. And he is rich and praiseworthy. Rather, he intends to try you as to which of you performs good acts. You should therefore be quick in performance of good acts, so that your way be with his neighbors in his abode. He made his prophets companions of these neighbors, and made the angels visit them. He has honored their ears, so that the sound of hellfire may never reach them. And he has afforded protection to their bodies from weariness and fatigue. That is the grace of Allah. He bestoweth it upon whomsoever He willeth, and Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. I say you are hearing. I seek Allah's help for myself and yourselves. He is enough for me, and He is the best dispenser.